Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. We'll read verses 9 through 14. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves and rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We decided in Sunday school this was a very straightforward and simple scripture, and that we would all get out of here very quickly and perhaps be first in line to lunch. It's pretty straightforward. Be humble. Don't exalt yourself. Don't think yourselves better than others. But I also do always want to dig into the scriptures to see how those things play out. And then I also want to be honest with the ways that we can read the scripture and apply it to our lives. And so I decided, I think towards the end of this, I'm going to start preaching to myself. Maybe a word that I need to hear. And you guys just happen to be here, and perhaps you might get something from it too. But I'm mostly preaching to myself here at the end, but we'll get down to it. So this parable, right off the bat, Luke says that Jesus tells this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. So right off the bat, we know how this parable is going to play out. There's going to be two people, one that thinks they themselves are righteous and that regards others with contempt. They think they're better than this other people. And then Jesus introduces these two characters. There's the Pharisee and the tax collector. Now, next week, we're going to hear the story of Zacchaeus, that tax collector up in the sycamore tree. And these two stories, I think, will be very important to read together back to back. Because next week, we'll talk about what Zacchaeus, that tax collector, does for that justification. Those things that he receives, what he goes and does on from there, that this particular parable we read today doesn't get at. But there's this Pharisee, this person of the law, this person who should be doing all the right things, and he is. For all intents and purposes, this Pharisee is doing the right things. And he calls them out. He names them. And I think it's okay to name the things that we're doing right. He's not a thief. Good start. He's not a rogue, whatever that is. He's not off doing crazy stuff. Another good start. He's not an adulterer. Very good. He's not a tax collector. That tax collector, of course, was the person collecting the taxes for Rome. Have we gone over tax collectors in a while? We'll do a nice review. So the tax collector, Rome needed taxes, and so the tax collector was who was in charge of collecting those taxes, and of course they had to send so much money up to Rome in order to keep their job. But they didn't have much oversight, and they had a lot of authority. So any money above and beyond what they needed to send to Rome, they got to keep for themselves. It was a pretty good gig. Hey, you owe this money. Rome demands it of you. Rome doesn't demand all that. Yes, they do. You're going to give it to me now, or we're going to start chopping off thumbs and fingers and arms and stuff. So you get your money, and then you send what Rome needs, and you get to keep the rest. These folks that were tax collectors were hated, and for good reason. They were often doing things that harmed their community. Oftentimes, they weren't even a part of the community. They were foreigners or outsiders that would come in to do this job. Hating tax collectors was a valid and good thing. this Pharisee is right to say that he's not one of these tax collectors. He fasts twice a week. Do you know how many times you're supposed to fast? Once a week. He's doubled up above and beyond. He's fasting twice a week. If this is something that you're doing, you should be proud of it. Share it. He's giving a tenth of his income. He's tithing. This is good. You're supposed to tithe. This Pharisee is doing all the things that he is supposed to be doing. But he discredits all of it by saying, "Thank you for not making me like them. Not making me less than." Because he looks down upon that tax collector. Now the tax collector seems to be genuinely repentant. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Like I said, he goes from here. Jesus says that he's justified, and that's the end of it. I don't think that's really the end of what Jesus would have this tax collector does, because we're going to read that story next week with Zacchaeus. But it seems that his genuine repentance, his genuine seeking of grace and mercy from God, is what he gets. He's justified in the eyes of God, whereas that Pharisee who thinks too much of himself is not. And so what's really going on here, that Pharisee thinks that all of those good things that should be done are what justify him. He thinks that he's earned his righteousness. He's done the things that need to be done so that he is a righteous person. And so he doesn't seek that grace and that mercy from God. He doesn't need it. He's done enough. He's good. Whereas the tax collector recognizes the sinful manner of his life, seeks out that grace and that mercy, and we're to assume that he goes and changes his ways. So that's a simple story. Be like the tax collector. Recognize the ways in which you have done wrong. Seek grace and mercy. Cry out to God. Beat your chest if you want to. Don't do it right now, because we get a little uncomfortable with that in the sanctuary. Do it at home. But seek out God's grace and God's mercy and change your ways. Don't be one of those self-important tax or Pharisees and assume that you've done everything that you need to in order to receive God's grace. Simple. Done. Can y'all do that? Maybe. I hope so. That's the bare bones of the scripture. Pretty straightforward, but let's try to go a little further and find things that we can apply to our lives. Again, I want to reiterate, the things the Pharisee is doing are not bad. We should be in spiritual disciplines like fasting. We should be donating and giving a tenth of our income of tithing. We should be self-sacrificing those things that we need. And I think we also should be boasting about them. As long as we're boasting for the right reasons, if we're doing those things, not assuming that we're checking off the list of things that God wants us to do, then we're good. And so let's boast a little bit about what we're doing. You guys ready? We have a food pantry. Did y'all know that? Of course you did. You donate to it. We have a food pantry, and that's something that we ought to be boasting about. Anybody that walks through these doors, Emily or I, whoever's here, will go and fix them up a bag of food to send with them. No questions asked. That's awesome. You guys make that happen. That is something that we should be boasting about. We don't do it because we think God's going to smile on us and bless us. And we do it because feeding people is what God has called us to do. That Jesus himself fed people. And so we, trying to emulate Christ, feed people. That's a good thing. What are some other things that we can boast about? Think about them this week. And how can we boast more about those good things? All right, here's where I'm going to start preaching to myself. Okay, you ready? I think humility can become the thing that we're self-righteous about. I think we can become so humble that we become those self-righteous people. Let me give you my example. I might be like this Pharisee and pray, God, thank you for not making me like those racists. Thank you for not making me like those homophobic people, those sexist people. I'm glad that I'm not like them. And you can't convince me that that's wrong. I am better than a person that thinks they're better than somebody else because of the color of their skin. I believe that. I am. I'm better than a racist. I'm better than homophobic people and sexist people. I am. But if I'm saying that, thinking that I'm done, that I'm righteous because I'm that way, I'm no better than this Pharisee. Now, Jesus is not saying that we all should be like the tax collector and collect taxes. I'm not suggesting that we need to be racist or homophobic or sexist or any of our other isms. But I'll also say that if I think I'm better than a racist and therefore am righteous, and a racist person genuinely prays for repentance and God's mercy, they're more justified than I am. We can be so self-righteous in our things that we believe that we find ourselves in the shoes of the Pharisee. Those are good things. This Pharisee should be proud of his works. I'm proud to not be a racist. But I'm not righteous because of those things. I still have things to work on. I still have ways in which God must be merciful to me. Ways in which I seek out God's grace. I'm not better than simply because. I must continue to seek out God's grace and mercy. So let us boast where we need to boast. Let us be proud of the things that God has done for us and given to us in the way that God has created us. But also understand that we're not righteous because of anything that we do. God justifies us. We are made righteous in the eyes of God through Christ and Christ alone. So let's be like the tax collector. Seek that out. But let's also recognize the places in which we are the Pharisee. What places that we're doing good, but the ways in which we must do better. Amen.